This is Day to Day with our regular Friday feature. This is a digest of what critics are saying about the week's new movie releases as compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with his summary judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the historical epic The New World from writer-director Terrence Malick, who hasn't made a film since 1998's The Thin Red Line. His latest film stars Colin Farrell as the legendary explorer John Smith, who meets and befriends a young Indian girl named Pocahontas. Christopher Plummer also stars, though not as Pocahontas. He's good, but not that good.
You put yourself in danger. For us.
Why have you not come to me?
The nation's critics respond like they do to most of Malick's other films. They either love it or hate it. Even though they all praise the lush cinematography, many complain of the 2-hour and 30-minute running time. The New York Post growls this lavish coffee table book of a movie gradually reveals itself as an uninvolving, crashing bore. USA Today confesses, that sound you're about to hear is the cracking of spines as Terrence Malick enthusiasts like me bend over backward trying to cut The New World a break. But for those who love it, they agree with this rave from the Los Angeles Times, a work of breathtaking imagination, less a movie than a mode of transport, and in every sense, a masterpiece. Next up in wide release is the horror sequel to 2003's Underworld. Kate Beckinsale returns as the sexy vampire warrior Selene in Underworld Evolution. The eternal battle between vampires and werewolves continues. Scott Speedman and Derek Jacobi also star.
Tannis, I see your aim hasn't improved.
You haven't changed. You don't scare me, Selene.
Well, we're going to have to work on that.
Underworld Evolution was not made available for the nation's critics, usually a sign that the studio fears negative reviews. But you have Kate Beckinsale running around in skin-tight black leather looking all pouty and sad that vampires and werewolves can't get along. I think the teenage audience might still turn out. Our last film, which is opening in limited release, is Albert Brooks's satire, Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. Brooks plays a comedian named Albert Brooks, who is sent on a government mission to Pakistan and India to discover what makes Muslims laugh.
Do you have an offstage mic?
No, we only have one mic. You asked me to put it out front.
I know, but I need an offstage mic because then I'm going to have to introduce myself.
So, why not?
Because I'm the headliner.
The nation's critics were split on this one, as might be the nation's moviegoers. The Onion says it succeeds smashingly as a comedy and as a savvy deconstruction of comedy. Variety calls it more a pleasant laugher than a sharp-edged satire, and the Christian Science Monitor advises it would have been better if Brooks had invested more time trying to discover what makes Americans laugh. Americans, Muslims. If Brooks wants a real challenge, try doing stand-up in front of a bunch of vampires and werewolves. Now that's a tough gig. And so I said, hey, where do you think Dracula lives? In the Vampire State Building? Hello? Is this thing on? Okay, sign of hands. How many here are afraid of garlic necklaces? Anybody?
Or afraid of Mark Jordan Ligon's stand-up comedy? He's a writer living in Los Angeles.